heretics under the roof of a stranger, for that my father, with two other gentlemen, had been cast into the Tower of London for having conspired to restore the Scottish Queen to liberty and to her kingdom. She was at that time confined in the county of Derby, at 2 miles' distance from our house. 3 years afterwards, my father, having obtained his release by the payment of a large sum, brought us home, free, however, from any taint of heresy, as he had maintained a Catholic tutor over us. At the age of 15, I was sent to Exeter College, Oxford, where my tutor was a certain Mr. Leutner, a good and learned man, and a Catholic in mind and heart. There, however, I did not stay more than a twelvemonth, as at Easter the heretics sought to force us to attend their worship and to partake of their counterfeit sacrament. I returned then with my brother to my father's house, whither Mr. Leutner himself soon followed us, being resolved to live as a Catholic in very deed and not merely in desire. While there, he superintended our Latin studies for the next 2 years, but afterwards, going to Belgium, he lived and died there most holily. As for Greek, we were at the same time placed under the tuition of a good and pious priest, William Sutton by name, to whom this occupation served as an occasion for dwelling in our house unmolested. He afterwards entered the society, and was drowned on the coast of Spain, whither superiors had called him. At the age of 19, I passed over to France by permission with the object of learning the French tongue, and resided for 3 years at Reims. While there, though yet a lad and far from being solidly grounded in my humanities, I applied myself to the study of sacred scripture, consulting the commentators for the sense of the more difficult passages, and writing down with my own hand the explanations given publicly to the theological students. Being my own master, I did not, as I ought to have done, lay a sufficiently solid foundation. My own taste guided my choice of authors, and I sedulously read the works of St. Bernard and St. Bonaventure, and such other spiritual writers. About this time, I made, by God's providence, the acquaintance of a saintly young man who had been admitted into the society at Rome, but having for reasons of health been sent out for a time, was then living at Reims. He gave me the details of his past life. He told me, may the Lord reward him, how he had been educated in the household of God. He taught me how good and wholesome it was for a man to have borne the yoke from his youth. He taught me the method of mental prayer, for which exercise we were wont to meet together at stated hours, as we were not living in the college, but in different lodgings in the town. It was there that when about 20 years of age I heard the call of God's infinite mercy and loving kindness inviting me from the crooked ways of the world to the straight path, to the perfect following of Christ in his holy society. After my 3 years' residence at Reims, I went to Clermont College at Paris to see more closely the manner of the society's life and to be more solidly grounded in humanities and philosophy. I had not been there 1 year when I fell dangerously ill. After my recovery, I accompanied Father Thomas Derbyshire to Rouen in order to see Father Persons, who had arrived thither from England and was staying incognito in that city, to superintend the publication of his Christian Directory, a most useful and happy work which, in my opinion, has converted to God more souls than it contains pages. The heretics themselves have known how to appreciate it, as appears from a recent edition thereof, published by one of their ministers, who sought to claim the glory of so important a work. To Father Persons, then, did I communicate my vocation and my desire of joining the society. But as I was not yet strong nor fit to continue my studies, and moreover, as I had some property to dispose of and arrangements to make in England, he advised me to return thither, so as to recruit my health by breathing my native air, and at the same time to free myself from every obstacle which might prevent or delay me in my pursuit of perfection and the religious life. I accordingly went home, and after settling my affairs, set out on my return in about a year, this time, however, without having asked for a license, for I had no hope of obtaining it, as I did not venture to communicate my plans to my parents. I embarked then with some other Catholics, and after having been kept 5 days at sea by contrary winds, we were forced to put in at the port of Dover. On arriving thither, we were all seized by the custom house officers and forwarded to London, in custody. My companions were imprisoned on a warrant of the Queen's Privy Council. For my own part, though I declared myself a Catholic and refused to attend their worship, I...